Hi, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. Great to be with you again. I really hope you're enjoying the programs. Thanks for the feedback. Actually, we love that. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. That's where you can find us. We'd love to hear from you. And as well, there's an e-news that goes out every 2 or 3 weeks. And you can subscribe to that to get the lowdown on what's happening in and around our region. Tell you what, it's a great day to be alive. Hey, you're going to love my special guest today. I've got Craig Sparrow with me. Craig, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Rick. Great to be here.
Fantastic. It's good to have you on the program. And representing Healing Path to Wellness. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Oh, just got to help you out a little bit, mate. Nodding doesn't work on radio.
I was waiting for your question.
For those of you listening. And so just share a little bit about Healing Path to Wellness, mate, just in a couple of sentences what it's about.
Yeah, it's basically an organisation that has been started from the heart of the Lord, really, about just bringing an alleviation to the symptoms of mental illness, chronic pain and special needs. And it's just really fulfilling the works of Jesus by bringing hope and healing to people.
Great. Those three things that you just mentioned are some pretty big deals.
Well, they're fairly significant conditions in our society, and they are taking a lot of people out. They're taking a lot of people into a place where their life is limited and restricted as a result. And I'm just convinced that Jesus has a solution in those spaces.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely he does. And so, it started in 2019, is that right?
Correct, yes.
2019, and been operating out of down around Swansea, Pelican area, Gateway.
Correct, yes.
And so what does it look like? How do people access it?
So basically, we've been operating on a Thursday afternoon at Gateway Centre at Pelican, and people can come through 4 different pathways. There's a prayer pathway. We're actually just going after supernatural encounter for people to receive healing and hope or freedom from emotional distress. Then there's also therapeutic support services available, counselling support services, and then life coaching. So our goal is to not only bring healing and wholeness to you, but then to sustain that by putting strength around you so that you keep your mind renewed and you stay in that place of healing.
Yeah, that's amazing. Because, imagine for many people that come through, there's an initial breakthrough, but then sometimes some things can subside. So you just tapped on there about trying to keep your thought process. Yeah, just speaking to that a little bit.
One of the great devastations is you receive an encounter from God to be healed. And I don't think healing is our greatest call. I think living in divine health is.
Mm,
and so healing is there to actually promote us back into the rightful place of our inheritance.
Mm.
And so our role also is not just to bring healing to you, but to provide support services to help you stay well so that you've got the best chance to actually keep staying in the inheritance that's been given to you.
And so that would be scripture memorization. What help us? How am I going to keep my thinking
well,
right?
Romans 12 talks about be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Beautiful.
And I think sometimes we can talk ourselves out of a miracle. I mean, it happened to Zacchaeus in the Bible when he judged the angel coming to him saying John the Baptist was going to be born, and he said, "How can this be so?" And the angel shut his mouth. And I think he shut his mouth because he was going to talk himself out of a miracle. And I think we are very good at that. And I think, we need to train ourselves to align with the mind of Christ.
Very true, actually. I mean, it's right throughout the Bible. There's a lot of examples where the Lord shut people's mouths or closed their eyes and brought them into a place of whatever that place was, ministering or whatever it is. And then I'm just reflecting on the story when the Israelites left Egypt. And then Joshua Tate marched around the walls, and he said, "Don't say a word."
Yep.
Perhaps it was a crazy plan. Perhaps it was too crazy, and people would be talking one of themselves out of it rather than into it.
Well, it says, "Out of your heart is the overflow of what your words use."
Yeah.
And sometimes, when our heart's disappointed, and our heart's in a place of frustration, hopelessness, or even unbelief, you'll find yourself partnering with that. Mm. But actually, healing and hope is actually the normal language of the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And and the challenge is when our experience doesn't align with that. But the good news is that we can train you in that, and we can stir you to hope and just lead you to Jesus. And honestly, when you encounter Jesus, you find hope very, very easily.
Yeah. That's powerful, man. Very powerful. Hey, just recently there was a function a number of weeks ago now. The Lord well, Lake Macquarie Mayor's Prayer Evening. It was a Friday night. It was March 12. Healing Path to Wellness, a great evening. Healing Path to Wellness was the beneficiary
of
that function.
Mm.
Be chuffed.
Absolutely. It was a great privilege and you know, a great endorsement to receive that from the mayor, and also from a civic point of view of being received into the city. It's a great gift.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. I think there was a group of people that helped make the decision with the mayor and Joy's Day. And there was a few funds raised, and part of that's going towards a new initiative out in Morisset. Just share a little bit around that.
Well, look, we were at the 2019 event with the mayor, and she mentioned her great heart's heartbreaking over the increased suicide rate of youth in Morisset, and she said there's no support services out there. And I saw it as a call to action. And so it wasn't a convenient place for us to go to, but we just started saying, well, if the mayor's called it, we're going to just see what we can do. So we got invited to a round table gathering, and we ended up hearing about what was needed out there. And so we've only launched that this month here in March to actually initiate now support services for mental health and chronic pain sufferers in Morisset.
And so what's that looking like at present?
Well, basically, we're meeting in the South Lakes Community Centre, which is the Morisset Multipurpose Centre, along with all the other community engagement areas and groups and health services. And guests and clients can come in, they can register with us, and they can access counselling services, art therapy services, also prayer for any sort of chronic pain or mental anguish that anyone is suffering.
Amazing. Hey, if you just joined us, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. A special guest today from Healing Path to Wellness is Craig Sparrow. We're talking about this ministry that's emerged in the last couple of years. There seems some significant breakthroughs. You talk about mental anguish. Just speak into that a bit, what that looks like and sounds like. It's not a common phrase I've heard. I've heard you talk about it a little bit, but some people may have that. So just try and connect the dots for some.
So one of the phrases that's very familiar is mental health. And
yes,
I try to use mental health to describe that's what we were designed to experience, mental health.
The
ability to be resilient, the ability to go through disappointments and tough days, but to bounce back. Now, when you're going through a tough season and you're not bouncing back, then you move into a realm of mental illness. But I like to phrase it mental anguish. Because, one, it's not as scary as mental illness, and two, it defines a great range. Because you can be just having a difficult day and having significant anxiety attacking you or coming against you, or you can have a really low situation where you are finding it difficult to get out of bed, and you're in a chronic situation right there. So I say mental anguish because what I'm not trying to do is limit you to being a chronic sufferer, but rather that you could be just having a rough spell, and God wants to intervene into that space.
I mean, I guess there's good news everywhere, and not that it's probably good news, but the reality is a lot of people are in this place. So I think probably the positive for many people is you're not alone, actually.
Absolutely.
And I think always the enemy tries to minimalise and marginalise us in our thinking, particularly in those dark places. What would be how would you encourage somebody, our listener here, some of our listeners may be in those dark places, and from that where you know, down period, to, well, I just can't get out of bed.
Well, the deceit is, when you're in the midst of a dark space, is that no one understands, no one cares, and even if I do reach out, it may not be that helpful.
Yeah, well.
And it's just the deceit of it. We have so many guests that say, it took me 7 weeks to get here, Craig, but I'm so glad I did. And if only I'd done it 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, right.
And it is, it's scary, because if you're in a high level of depression, the last thing you want to do is step out of the house and actually go and find help, even though deep down you know you need it. And so it just helps, I think, to have others around you in your world and to help get them to lean on their strength, like lean on their strength to get you up and out. Like the paralytic in Mark 2 or Luke 2, where they carried him to Jesus, they opened the roof for him and lowered him in. And it was there that he got his breakthrough. And sometimes you need people around you to carry you in those dark and
difficult
days.
So that's probably a clear message for those that know people that are in that place, to to be the carrier.
Absolutely.
And so if I know somebody that's in that space, and many of our listeners would, how would you encourage them, and what sort of a language to use
to
pull people out?
Just saying, hey, I'm just ringing to say, how are you going? I haven't had a chance to catch up with for a while. How are you doing? And if they have the chance to articulate that they're struggling, just say, look, can I help in any capacity? And why don't I come with you? And I tell you, it's a whole lot less scary to turn up to a place for support when you're walking arm in arm, shoulder to shoulder with someone else.
Absolutely. And some people may be in that darker place. They actually need that. They're not going to get there without somebody else. So you, listening, you could be the person that's going to help people's breakthrough come.
Absolutely.
Just share a little bit of story. You mentioned that you've had people come. They may have been putting it off for 5, 6, 7 weeks, and yet they come and they're thankful for it. Just share, why are they?
Well, they encounter the person of hope. And when you encounter Jesus, when you encounter the love of God, you encounter the grace of the Lord, you find yourself partnering again with hope, going, my situation's not too difficult. And the lie is that you become consumed in your own challenge.
Yep.
And by finding hope, you actually see a ladder out of that situation. And so, look, we've had some dramatic breakthroughs for people where past traumas have been radically restored to normal, where the symptoms of anxiety, the symptoms of traumatic experiences either done to someone or the absence of good things like the love of a parent or, you know, the compassion of a friend, the absence of things are just, that trauma is just as powerful as someone witnessing a devastating accident or experiencing their own childhood abuse.
And so, because those that may be listening that are in that real world have experienced trauma and it's still vivid and real and very powerful. And so when people go through that and experience hope through that, what does it do for them? Is it like just take away the sting? Just share a little bit about what some of their testimony is.
Well, often they'll just say, I feel incredibly peace-filled.
Yeah, wow.
And that's
always a
wonderful testimony for me to listen for
because
the person of peace is Jesus.
Mm.
And when peace is manifested, that's actually a fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And so if someone walks in oppressed, you know, feeling extremely low, and they walk out going, I just feel a renewed sense of peace, I know they've encountered Jesus. When they get a clarity in their thinking, the fog disappears and they start to be able to think clearly again, I know that there's been a recalibration of part of the limbic area of the brain that basically stores trauma and controls all the hormone regulations and the cortisol and all those ones that create the physiological fog that comes as a result of these conditions. And so, I'm just convinced that something started to happen. And so for some people, it's an instantaneous journey. And for others, it's a journey of a process. And our hope is that whenever someone comes in, they would recognize we're here to partner with you as long as it takes.
It's wonderful. Just recently, you've had, and part of your focus has been on families and particularly with kids with special needs. Just recently, you've had a gathering for that, and you've had stories working with families and particularly children with special needs. Just share a story a little bit around that too.
Yeah, well, we had a young 4-year-old boy with levels of autism, and he came in. We sat down with him. He's 4 years old, so he's not going to act like an adult. We sat on the ground with him. We sang songs. We talked to him about the peace of God, and we led him into an encounter with the peace of God. And his foster parents actually came back to us some weeks later saying he's different.
Yeah, wow.
His symptoms have decreased. He's not erupting like he used to.
Wow.
And so we've had the second one now, just at the end of last month in March, we ran another special needs breakthrough meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
And many families came and were touched just by a place believing, again, in hope, that Jesus can meet their child or young adult or adult in that space of challenge and bring peace and healing to it. And we just believe that the shalom of God, the shalom peace of God, is the spirit that destroys all chaos. And for autism, particularly, it's incorrect delta waves in the brain. There's a whole lot of chaos that surrounds that condition. And we're just believing for an impartation of the spirit of peace that destroys all chaos to bring things back into order.
That's
and
awesome.
So we're just creating an environment of hope for families, because the pressure on families with children with disability or special needs is immense.
Enormous.
Most marriages do not last. And we just we minister to the young people, and then we do a session for the parents just to love on them and just to reassure them that that God's for them.
Very
and that
powerful.
Just to bring recognition that their marriage matters.
There is hope.
Absolutely.
There is hope. Fantastic. Well done to you, Craig, stepping out. Healing Path to Wellness, great ministry here in this region, operating now in two locations in Lake Macquarie, both in Pelican and Morisset. And you can get in touch with Craig and the team through our website, kingdomworks.org.au, and get to them. You may know somebody, or you may be in a place and position where this is going to be. I'll tell you, there's hope coming. Is that right, mate?
Absolutely.
There's hope coming.
Bring someone along and their life will be transformed.
Hey, great being with you, mate. God bless you.
And you.
Wonderful being with you, our listeners today. God bless you.